This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Arkansas State Representative Linda Collins-Smith of Pocahontas has announced her switch from the Democratic to the Republican Party. The 49-year-old formally announced the move this morning. She represents a district that includes Randolph County and a portion of Sharp County in northeast Arkansas. Her seat, however, was redistricted, so it would have put her up against the incumbent Republican next year. The move won't change the control of the House. The Democrats will still hold 54 of the 100 seats in that chamber. They hold 20 of the 35 in the state Senate. All 135 seats in the state legislature will be up for election next year. A Gurdon, Arkansas high school sophomore has died after collapsing at football practice. Gurdon Superintendent Alan Blackwell declined to identify the student. The Fox TV station in Little Rock reported him as 15-year-old Montel Williams. Blackwell said the student collapsed after practicing for less than an hour and a half Tuesday night. He said the practice began at 7:15 p.m. and the student was transported to Baptist Health Medical Center in Arkadelphia, where he later died. No cause of death determined. An autopsy will be performed. Blackwell said no athletic trainers were on hand at the practice, although the district does have trainers at games. He said the high school coaches have all undergone heat-related training and started the practice as late as possible given the recent high temperatures in the state. The Arkansas Department of Human Services says 66 of the 100 jobs at the new call center in Batesville have been filled. Others are currently in training that takes about 2 months and is being done through UACCB. Of the 66 employees on board, 41 are new hires, meaning employees who have never worked for the Department of Human Services. Those 41 represent 62% of the current filled positions. 21 new employees were hired from within DHS, employees already working for the department in another capacity, and 4 of the 66 current employees of the call center were hired from another state agency. This from the Izzard County Highway Department. There's a road that's going to be closed for repairs starting today and beginning this morning at 8 a.m. until repairs are completed. Wideman Road from Wideman Post Office to Highway 9 is closed. Independence County authorities say the Subway sandwich shop in the Eagle Mountain Shopping Center was burglarized overnight Monday. Apparently, someone pried open the back door to gain entry, then stole cash and coins from a safe in the building. Police say store video is being reviewed to gain information about those who committed the burglary. And Randy Reichardt came before the Batesville City Council last night regarding a training center for law enforcement to use for firearms training. Land has been donated by Howard Netty House, located beyond Lower Main and the current jail. Plans include putting up a berm to allow law enforcement to use it for training and certification. Currently, the Sheriff's Department personnel go to Newport to receive certification for their guns. Reichardt asked the council to amend the city ordinance to read that they're allowed to shoot inside the city limits. When questioned regarding the sound factor, it was noted that additional pine trees will be placed around the area to help with the sound barrier. Also, there will be no shooting toward town. It'll be gated and signage will be added. The range will be set up for both pistols and rifles. City Attorney Lindsay Castleberry, though, hesitated to recommend the council move forward. He said it was because it would allow the city to be subject to questions and more litigation because of a current lawsuit. Castleberry noted that noise is the key to the situation. He said, quote, "We would be subjecting ourselves to susceptibility." The council took no action. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.